Tell us, you dropped right before the break that you're going to the Titans game on Saturday. I'm incredibly jealous. So give me the Chelsea Messenger routine. How do you get ready for a huge game? You're a fan. It's right there in Nashville.
I am a warm weather person, and it's supposed to be in the high 20s, low 30s. And I will say it is lucky that we got it during the day. It's a 3:30 game. Like, how are my fingers supposed to stay warm? Because, like, you can only wear, what, one pair of gloves?
Mittens. Get yourself some mittens. Put some gloves over those mittens. Go to the Titans team store and get some big gloves. You'll be fine. And you know what? You're a good mother, because if I had a two-year-old and I could go to a playoff game, I'd leave that kid alone. I'd say, life comes at you fast. Time to grow up, kid. See you in 48 hours. Daddy's going to go tailgate. I love
some. That's why you don't have kids.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday. The voice is there, of course, of Chelsea and Jenks on the Daily Tip. And so
I'm shocked it's going to be cold on January 22nd. It's really surprising to me.
Yeah. Well, my main takeaway of that is, as they talk through Chelsea going to the game this weekend, is that I love that Jenks is like, listen, if it was me, I'd say see in 48 hours. Well, what is he doing for 48 hours around a football game?
Listen, we've talked about this on the show. Is he not the most intriguing man in the world?
Yeah, like,
when he's not on the air, I'm more fascinated by him, by his off-air hours.
All I could remember was the fact he admitted he used to be a camp counselor, and I just envisioned him bringing like a group of kids to the game and like babysitting them. Now that would be hilarious. But Chelsea should take a note from Pete Carroll. Remember the electric hand warmer?
Yes.
All she needs to do is order one of those. Hands will be warm at the game.
Listen, it is. I don't know. Have you guys ever been to a football game below zero or anywhere?
Not
close?
Not below zero. I've
covered it and wanted to die.
It's painful. It's it is just so painful. My dad used to have tickets, and we were first row in the end zone, and there were like these holes where if it rains, so the water goes through and it goes onto the field, so it doesn't flood down there. During those games, like if those holes were by our seats, I would stick my feet in those holes and try and get warm. I mean, it is brutal. It's not enjoyable at all. And when you're cold walking to the stadium before you even get to the game,
yes,
and surrounded by all those people, you're like, oh no, these next 4 hours are just going to be miserable. And it's not even loud. So like he suggested her wearing mittens. Like that's the other thing about the cold weather. You want to make noise as a fan, but you know, you've got the mittens on. You can't.
You can't clap.
Plus, right, it's hard to do anything with mittens.
Yeah.
Like, they're just not functional.
Yeah. You can't even drink. You're like hoping you don't drop
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Oh, don't drop it. Exactly. Waste your $20 drink.
Yeah.
Drop the soap.
Buy a beer and it just falls all over you because you have mittens on. All right. We're ready off the board. So why don't we continue? Aaron Hawksworth's going to about take us off the board.
It's time for Aaron Hawksworth to take us off the board on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Well, it appears yesterday's off-the-board Cowboys chat is spilling over into today, because Troy Aikman ripped the Cowboys game plan. Take a listen.
San Francisco rushed four guys for the most part. They blitzed occasionally, but they're a four-man rush football team. But a lot of times when you say that, then you think, oh, well, they're playing coverage. Well, they mixed in some coverage, but there was a lot of single coverage on CeeDee Lamb. And I would tell you, it was back when I was playing, and I hate going back to that point because nobody cares. Yeah. But what I see around the leagues, not just Dallas, it was in Philadelphia, I've seen it with a lot of teams, that a lot of these offenses, they want to scheme things. The coordinators, it's all about scheme. Rather than this corner is playing soft, he's scared to death, just run the route tree. Just run a comeback. Run a dig route. Run a curl. Run anything. And you're going to complete the pass whenever you want. And Urban would have had 10 catches at halftime if they had played us the way that they played CeeDee Lamb in that game. The game's not that difficult. If I've got a great player at wide receiver and a corner is playing him single coverage, throw him the ball.
Yeah.
Wow. Does Mike McCarthy survive? I don't know. What is he doing? Or do you not blame McCarthy?
Who's I blame McCarthy. I blame a lot of McCarthy. McCarthy's a dope. It's funny though. Yeah. Aikman had the same spiel all game during the Eagles Bucks game on Sunday. It was like he said the same thing. It's like it's his new thing. Like, well, me and Michael Irvin would have done this. Well, I mean, Devontae Smith is not as good as Michael Irvin. And he's not like you don't. The Eagles don't have Michael Irvin, Troy. Now CeeDee Lamb is closer. He's also not as good as Michael Irvin. And I think when these analysts think of their day, like Aikman to Irvin, those guys are Hall of Famers. Yeah. These teams we're talking about don't have those guys. It's not going to be as efficient. I mean, I get what he's saying. It's just funny. Like, oh, listen, in my day, I would have done this.
Yeah. Paul Aspen brings it up in the chat. And I was thinking the same thing. He's got takes on a game he was not at that he wishes he was at. Right. He feels like I'm the voice of the Cowboys, San Francisco, big playoff game. I should be doing that. And I'm not saying he's 100% wrong, but this is a setup now. Should he be gone? Should McCarthy be gone? Yeah, probably. But I think they should keep him. I think they deserve more pain because how are you shocked with the bad in-game decision-making by Mike McCarthy? How are you surprised that you have issues on offense when you bring in Mike McCarthy? Anybody with a pulse, any observer knew that Green Bay did the right thing. They made a huge upgrade at head coach / play caller. And look at them now. They're in the mix for the Super Bowl. They haven't gotten it done yet. We'll see if it happens this year. But he got out of the league for a year, and they go and overpay for this clown. I mean, even if he didn't cost a lot of money, I wouldn't want him running my team. So you're shocked? I mean, I put this all on Dallas. It's on the front office. They're great at acquiring talent, but they're terrible at picking head coaches. And he's a name, I guess. I mean, was anybody praising the Cowboys and saying this was a terrific hire? There were some buffoons that really bought into the fact that about him saying that he studied analytics and he's all in on analytics. All of a sudden, he changed after being up in Green Bay for more than a decade. Now, as he's approaching 60, he was going to be some innovative head coach. It's so ridiculous. I can't believe how many people fell for that. I hope they keep him because they should suffer another year. I want to hear the hype another season as they run through the NFC East and disappoint once again with their first playoff game. Boom.
Got it.
Anybody?
Aaron
Frozen?
I was waiting
for her. She's definitely frozen.
Okay. Yeah, I was waiting on her. I figured she would go to the next story.
She is not moving.
I actually, for a second, I was like, oh, she's really contemplating what Joe just said about keeping Mike McCarthy. And then I was like, oh, no. She's out. She's gone. So yeah. As you were saying that, I looked up McCarthy's coaching record. It is pretty amazing. We're talking about 5 years now for Mike McCarthy. Actually, 6 seasons since he last won a playoff game. I mean, it's been a long time now for Mike in terms of 2016 was the last playoff win for Mike McCarthy. The 2016 season, 2017, 7-9, 2018, 4-7-1, got fired. 2019, he sat home and broke down tape in his basement for 16 weeks. 2020, 6-10, and Dak was hurt. And then this year, 12-5. So they had a nice season this year, but again, no playoff win. I have to imagine next year he's on the hot seat. Like, they've got to win a playoff game. They've got to get to the playoffs again. And they have to at least win a playoff game. Otherwise, he's going to be gone.
Yeah, these high-powered executives, they have egos, and it's hard for them to go back to the well and say, you know what, I made a big mistake after a year or two. It was obvious in year one they made a big mistake. And the contract that was signed, not that they're worried about money down there, but it was a 5-year deal. So they're going to give him 3, even though he walked into a perfect situation. I would, you know what? Maybe I wonder if it changes based on who's available. What if Sean Payton is available? That could happen.
Sure.
Pete Carroll, I don't see that. If teams are chasing Jim Harbaugh, why isn't Dallas in the mix?
Yeah, it's funny that those Harbaugh things heated up again last night. And
yes,
newsy people. I think it was Bruce Feldman of The Athletic. Mm-hmm. He reported last night that it's believed, I guess Michigan may believe, that if Harbaugh's offered the Raiders job, he's going to take it. So I really think there's something to teams. There's a domino that needs to fall, and then the other coaching hires will happen here. So we'll see what happens on that one. Do you want to play as we wait for Aaron to come back? Do we want to play the offensive coordinator of the 49ers, the Mike Jones cut here? Let's hear this. Offensive coordinator of the San Francisco 49ers, who's become like this viral sensation, Mike McDaniel, the coordinator with Shanahan. Here's what he had to say yesterday during a press conference. Just listen.
Mike, what is it about Debo?
Who?
What's up, man?
Mike Jones, let's go. What's up?
How you doing, man?
Good.
I don't know why I love that short clip so much. I watched it like 15 times, maybe because it was so short. I just loved it because I had no idea it was coming. Mike Jones! It's so good.
Did you ever see this guy before?
Never. I knew the name. I've never seen him before. When did you first see him? A couple weeks ago. What else? Did something else go
before
viral?
Before their last playoff game. Last week, he was... I'm trying to remember the clip I saw of him. It was him kind of explaining a passing concept. He kind of football nerded out last week, and it went kind of viral. I started reading up on him. I was like, who is this guy? Apparently, he's been with Shanahan forever. Like, they're buddies from when they were kids, and then he kind of followed him along, and I guess he elevated him to a coordinator. It's interesting. I wonder if he's the next name we're going to hear. You know how this works, right? You kind of brush up against greatness, and then you become a candidate.
I was starting to think about that. Anyone who's ever had a coffee with Sean McVay has gotten an NFL head coaching job. Like, how come that doesn't happen with Shanahan? And he's regarded so high in league circles.
Yeah. It's coming close, though. Isn't the Jets offensive coordinator came from LaFleur's brother, right? The Jets offensive coordinator was the Niners passing coordinator, the other LaFleur brother. There's all these LaFleurs that are out there. I could see McDaniel being the next name.
Aaron doesn't know anything about Mike Jones.
Who?
Aaron. No, she didn't hear us. Oh, no. Damn.
All right. So, should we give an update on Calcutta here?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do
that. So, all right. We did our Calcutta last week where we had a $100 budget to pick NFL teams. So after week one, here's who has lost some teams.
Rough weekend.
You lost the Raiders. You lost the you're good. I mean, yeah.
I'm not a bad spot. It's $3 on the Raiders.
You have the Rams, Niners, and Tampa Bay still left. I lost New England and Philadelphia. I mean, Philadelphia's not whatever. That was $5. I lost New England, and I like New England to potentially make a run if they got through. I have Green Bay at $65. Boy, they got to keep going. Jake lost Pittsburgh, Arizona. Still got Kansas City, Tennessee. Paul Aspen, Buffalo, there for him, but he spent a lot of money on Dallas. That was
a poor decision.
That stinks. Yeah. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. We'll dive into the NFC games next, right here on the BetQL Network.